The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. God, I had a rough night last night. Mohammed and Asim and the boys got in very late and I just nodded off. And they came into my room and they did that thing where one of them squats over your face. And then they popped a balloon, so I woke up. And my nose went right up Mohammed's arsehole. Oh, God. And they're hairy lads. I mean, they're only 18, 19, but... Oh, it's horrible. Well, look, mate, I've had an email from an old schoolmate. He's director now. He's in advertising. And he used to do the Sill It Bang ads in the sort of early to mid-90s, before he fell out with Barry Scott. But, yeah, he's doing an advertising campaign, posters, billboards, and he asked me if I knew anyone who might be suitable for this new campaign, and you sprung to mind. I'll fill you in on the details, but it's a couple of £100, mate. So, yeah, just sounding you out. All right, cheers, Rod. Speak soon.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. Sorry to hear about your rough night and having to stick your nose up Mohammed's arsehole. That sounds quite unpleasant actually. This sounds like an exciting prospect, the advertising. Although I would like to know what it is, the product that I'd be advertising, because I don't know whether I've told you this, Brian, but I've been spending quite a bit of time at my local church. They've been really, really nice, actually, really helpful. And they've, you know, they've taken me in a little bit, and it's been nice, you know, while I've been trying to fight the benefits office. You know, they pointed me towards the food bank, and they've really helped me out, and they've asked me to take part in their production of Jesus Christ Superstar, which I said I would do. So yeah, that would be fun. But yeah, of course I'm always interested in making a bit more money, so let me know. Thanks mate, bye bye.
Hello Roger, it's Brian. Oh, so you've joined the church, have you? That's good. You know it's all a load of bollocks, don't you? It's just a sort of concept to keep society in order. That was just invented by loads of Egyptian Jews that looked like Danny DeVito. But, you know, whatever gives you comfort, mate. I know it's a good musical, isn't it? I'll come and have a look at that. The campaign, he's been quite elusive, actually. They found it very, very hard to find the right person for this. They've been looking for someone for weeks. He didn't tell me totally what it was about, but I know the slogan. It's stop, think, run. So I'm assuming it's something to do with exercise. I'm not entirely sure, but they want to do the shoot in a park near a playground. But you're on board, mate. Basically, it's yours if you want it. So I've said yes. It's going to be a big billboard campaign. Posters on the trains and on buses and big billboards down the high street. In fact, I think there's one near the church. You're doing Jesus Christ Superstar. So anyway, there won't be a conflict of interest. I can promise you that. And you're going to get £200. All right, mate, I'll just give you where to be and when. I think you'll have to try on some costumes and stuff like that. But don't shave. That was the only thing they said. Don't shave. And yeah, very exciting. All right. Cheers, Rog. See you soon.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Well, I'm very excited about this, and it comes at a really good time as well, actually, for me, because, Claire is, Claire's making it very difficult for me to see Jamie at the moment, because I've been spending a bit more time at the church, and she thinks it's all, you know, hokum. It might be, but it's a small comfort to me at the moment. And I know you understand, so that's good. So she's making it quite difficult for me to see Jamie at the moment. So having my face on billboards and on trains and buses, he's going to think I'm pretty. Yeah, pretty cool, and £200 as well. Which, let's just say, I need the money. Yes. So stop, think, and run sounds very much like something to do with the fire brigade to me. But you know, I'm looking forward to finding out. Rehearsals for Jesus Christ Superstar going well. I've got to wear a pair of tight white leather trousers. So I don't know where I'm going to get hold of some of those from. I'm not sure if I'll even be able to squeeze into them when I do find them. Anyway, I'm sure we'll manage. I'm playing the role of Pontius Pilate. So that's going to be good fun. Okay, mate, look forward to hearing more about this advertising job. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Well, I'm glad rehearsals are going well, that's good. Sounds like fun. You know, I think it's great that you found something that, you know, fills the void. It's precious. Don't want anything coming in the way of that. Pontius Pilate, for me. I gave my Barabbas in a school play. Yeah, it's great fun. Look, I was thinking I could have a word with some of the costume people actually on this. Asked my mate, and they very, very possibly will be able to get you some white leather trousers. But anyway, the shoot is the day after tomorrow. It's at 5 to give the children time to get there after school. And it won't be long, again, because there are lots of rules and regulations when it comes to kids. So, yeah, it should be fine. It's a quick turnaround. I think the posters and the billboards and stuff will be up maybe in a week or so. So, yeah, just a couple of things for you to sign. But that's it, really. So, 5 o'clock, if you just come to the park, and I think they'll have a caravan for you to change in and stuff, and I'll give you the cash in a week or so. Great, brilliant. Cheers, Rog. And I won't be there, but give me a ring, tell me how it goes. Okay, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Great, okay, well, I look forward to the shoot. Take my mind off some things that have happened in rehearsals just recently. I found myself a pair of white trousers, but they weren't leather. They were some sort of material, anyway. They were very, very tight. We were doing the dress rehearsal, and I came out, and I had to stand quite close to one of the female members of the cast while I performed the 39 lashes as pilot, I turned to her, and she thought that I had touched her inappropriately on her backside, and then when she confronted me about it, she looked down, and it was quite obvious that my trousers were see-through. And she thought that I was being provocative towards her, and she's a member of the church. It was very embarrassing, actually, and I had to convince her that I wasn't some sort of sexual predator. So it was very awkward. I managed to keep hold of the role of Pontius Pilate, thank God, because that's been great fun. And I think we've smoothed things over, but I can sense that she's a bit suspicious of me, definitely. So I'm going to have to put on the old charm offensive, I think. Anyway, look forward to the shoot, mate, and speak to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I've got a ticket for Jesus Christ Superstar, but that was like crawling through a vat of acid and then rolling in brambles. It was unbelievable. I tried online, but of course that wasn't possible, but then I just phoned the church. I got through to a woman who was mad, and got very defensive very quickly about, I don't know what was going on, but I seem to have got a ticket, and I think I'm sitting next to the bingo crowd, which I assume Anne is one of. But anyway, I'm in the front row, so I'll be in touching distance from your Pontius. And good news, mate, I can get you some leather trousers. I spoke to the costume lot. I've been in liaison with a few of the people involved in the shoot, because if anyone asks, I'm your agent. I've sort of done the deal for you, which is great, you know. And they were offering like 120 quid, and I said, no way, 200, or he's not turning up. So yeah, did that for you, mate. But yeah, give us a call. I hope the shoot goes well, and very excited about Saturday. Sold out, basically. Good for you. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Just finished the shoot. Great fun. Really, really good fun. Just lots of photographs of me standing up against things. Really, I was very, very easy, just looking sort of quite moody into a character, into a camera.
you're hiding behind bushes and things like that. I felt like a spy, you know. I don't know what they're planning, but I'm sure it's going to look absolutely brilliant, especially my face all over London and all over Surrey. Can't wait to see the results. Anyway, look forward to seeing you after the show. It's gone really, really well, the dress rehearsals and all the rehearsals. So I think you're going to enjoy it. Look after Anne as well while you're there. And if you could pass on the money from the shoot at some point, that would be great. Okay, mate. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. With regards to Anne, I'd really rather I don't mind saying hello to her, but I just want to keep my distance, if you don't mind, mate. Still haunts me a bit when she, you know, I don't know, probably the medication that makes her, but I just don't want to, if you don't mind. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Jamie. I don't know where he's sitting. He's coming with some mates, is he? Or anyway, that'll be good to catch up with him and watching his dad. I don't know what you have to do. You haven't got any lines, have you? You just got to whip people. Is that right? A bit like my geography teacher. So really looking forward to it. Look, I'll bring the white leather trousers, and I'll just leave them at stage door, so to speak. What shall I do? Shall I come and see you, or I'll just leave them with someone who knows and get them to pass them on to you? But they are a bit snug, mate. But that's right, isn't it? They're meant to be tight. It's rock and roll. So, break a leg, and I'll see you in the pub afterwards, I suppose. Great. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, mate. I'm sorry. It's very, very embarrassing to get bundled out of the after show party by the police like that. There's obviously been some sort of misunderstanding. A bloody advertising campaign. It was to beware of paedophiles, and my face had been put on the posters. Some sort of wanted man, and the lady I'm doing the show with, she'd seen the posters and seen me with a see-through trousers and me touching her inappropriately, so she thought, and she'd phoned the police. So when curtain came down, she was very frosty with me, and I now know why, because in the pub afterwards they carried me away. And I don't know, did Jamie see that, and Claire and it's so embarrassing. It's anyway, I'm in the police station, I'm going to get ironed out, but I'm still in those trousers as well, and they really are. When I walked in, the police officer asked me if I was disabled, which I had to say no to. Obviously, I'm not disabled, but they're chafing so badly in my crotch that I can't walk very well. Mate, I think if you can come down here and just pick me up, that would be wonderful. If not, don't worry, but the £200 would be really helpful so I can get home, because other than that, I don't have any money. I can't go in the church. I'm gonna have to go and explain what's happened to the church, and those billboards are all over London. My head's swimming. I'm sorry, I'm not making much sense. I'm sorry. Shit. Oh god. Okay, mate. Thanks for your help. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. My goodness, what a night. Look, I'm sorry I didn't come to pick you up from the police station last night, but there was an awful lot going on. Claire was very angry with me for some reason. Jamie was really upset. I think he was very confused. about the poster and what that was, what that meant. And I did see, we made eye contact. I as far as I can tell, she enjoyed it. But I thought on the upside that you you really owned it. I thought you were fantastic as Pontius Pilate. You were so aggressive and wild, and I can kind of understand why the lady did have an issue, though. Anyway, look, I'm sure the police will be sympathetic. You haven't got anything on record, have you? Apart from benefits. Anyway, yeah, and with regard to the £200, mate, the leather trousers cost £198. So I'm afraid it's only £2. But I can give that to you next time I see you, perhaps. Anyway, well done. And, yeah, what a night. I will never forget that. All right, Rog, see you soon. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com